Room 14. Paper Machines. The invention of the paper machine by the Frenchman Nicolas Robert in 1799 was as revolutionary for the paper industry as the change from the utilisation of rags to cellulose made of wood. Robert's discovery was rapidly further developed in England. 6 to 7 years later, functional machines were already available on the market. In Germany, the first paper-making machine was installed in 1819 in Berlin. Soon, in this factory, 80 employees produced 10 times as much paper as a paper mill with one vat. Using his own design, Gustav Müller, one of the owners of the Dornbach, tried to operate a paper machine as early as 1818. But he didn't have the money to enlarge his mill for a regular machine-based production. It wasn't until around 1830-1840 that paper machines gradually provided real competition for the handmade papermakers in Germany. In Bergisch Gladbach, the first machine, which produced on a regular basis, was installed in 1843 in the Dornbach factory. In France and Great Britain, the paper machines became the normal means of production 1 or 2 decades earlier. You will find the development steps of paper machines from 1830 to date documented in 3 stations in front of the large-sized transparency. The early paper machines worked on the same principle as today's state-of-the-art machines. The highly diluted paper pulp is transported on a long, endless mould that revolves around rolls. There, the paper pulp is drained. The paper is fed through presses and is then further dried out. The commercial advantage of paper machines lies in the increased production capacity and the abolition of manual work. Previously, the individual work phases were performed sequentially by various personnel in different parts of the paper mills. From 1820 on, several tasks were combined in paper machines in one production line. Paper production could proceed without interruption and with less personnel, that is to say, with increased productivity. Thanks to many technical innovations, the capability of paper machines continually improved. Whereas the paper machine from 1889, installed for the museum in the new Dornbach, finally produced 14 tons of paper a day. Today's machines are able to manufacture up to 500 tons a day, with a width of up to 11 metres. Whereas in the case of the old machine, one could still accompany the nascent paper at a walking pace. In the case of the modern machines, one must travel alongside at 100 to 120 kilometres per hour. Modern machines are no longer dependent on the exclusive knowledge and experience of the machine minder. They are continually controlled and monitored by computer programs. Personnel need only to take over manual control of the process in the event of a failure or for fault elimination. If you wish to learn something about our small machine, please select number 117.